To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Hump Day Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of October, 2022. Get those highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're starting today's show off with Meta Time. Yes, Meta had their little event. And of course, even though this really wasn't a big secret, we finally got to see what the Meta Quest Pro will be. Well, one thing it will be, $1,500. Well, technically $1,499. Now, the new Quest Pro is a new branch of the Quest VR headset lineup, which this one includes a new processor and a screen. Not to mention a completely redesigned body and controllers. There's also inward-facing cameras for eye and face tracking, and that color video feed now is actually for mixed reality apps. Now, if the Pro price is a little too out there, they also, of course, have the Quest 2. That will be sitting right along with the Pro at $399. And the reason why that's staying on is because the Quest 2 is pretty much aimed at fitness, games, and entertainment, you know, for the average user out there. While the Pro definitely is business-focused. According to Meta, pre-orders, yep, they've already started in 22 countries. And they're promising the shipment date will be on October 25th. Now, of course, at the same Meta event, Xbox gamers out there will be happy to hear this. That's because Xbox Cloud Gaming is actually coming to Meta Quest. That's right, Microsoft has teamed up with Meta to bring its cloud gaming service over to the platform. And even though the two companies have said, yep, we're working together, we don't know when it's actually coming. What we do know is you'll be able to play 2D games with your Xbox controller, projected on a massive screen on Quest. But something like Halo being played in a VR-native game, yeah, we're not there yet. Now, we also know Meta and Microsoft are also working on better integration of Quest within many of Microsoft's platforms. And also being the fact that the Quest Pro is aimed towards the business side, definitely Microsoft 365 suite will definitely be a go as well on that device. Again, though, we have no idea when this is coming. All right, from Meta, we hop on over to Google, particularly the ones out there that use that at symbol a lot. Yeah, I do. Well, according to Google, it's about to become the most important symbol there. Now, according to Google, going forward, all you'll need to do is type the at symbol and the name of file or app that you're looking for. Once that happens, you'll actually be able to see and even do an edit within Google's Docs. Now, this new integration actually is called Smart Chips and all has to do with embedding other apps within Google Docs. In fact, it's not the only major integration we're seeing. Google's also allowing developers now a lot more access to Meet. Developers now actually will be able to make basic meeting controls. Those, of course, being start, schedule, yeah, you get the idea. And it will be put all within to the apps, which you can also co-edit right within the Meet call. Now, currently, these new features only available to developers, but we're hearing from Google, sometime in January of next year, it will be offered to basic users as well. And finally, hey, you want to play a little game in your Beamer? Well, get out that phone and scan that QR code. That's because the folks over at BMW are planning to add Air Console. Now, Air Console delivers games over the internet and currently has a library of over 180 games. As you might have heard, Tesla has a growing library of pre-installed games. That's part of its infotainment system. However, though, the folks over at BMW, now they don't want anything on board pre-installed. Nah, let's connect to the web. Now, don't be going to look for this at your local BMW dealership currently. This is actually for BMWs that will ship next year. And those will be the models that will have the latest hardware to get Air Console. So if you're a diehard Beamer driving gamer, you might want to wait till next year to upgrade your BMW experience. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out all the BTN podcasts over there at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also find all of our shows on popular podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts. Our Facebook page is over there. Why don't you give us a like at British Tech Network? Of course, follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Thursday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Wednesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.